is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain.
What's up, everybody? This your boy, Bill Bellamy, and welcome to the number one podcast for the movement, the culture, and the discussion. Today, we're going to call this the Philly Edition. If you love neo-soul music, if you are a fan of authenticity, you're going to love my special guest today, Mr. Music Soul Chow. I mean, you came in this game and just been killing it. I mean, from the first single, boom, thank boom, you. Boom, boom, thank boom, boom.
No, technically it's boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, bro, listen, bro. I have done shows with you. Mm. I have
sat in the plane with me.
Sat on the plane with you and vibe with you, man. You really are a really great person, bro.
Ah, thank you, man.
And I'm being same honest. I'm dead ass. Like, no, seriously, you. Like, that. You are a great person, and I'm really grateful that you chose music. Because
it chose me.
Music chose you. Because It gives you the opportunity to me to express all the different flavors of your personality.
Right. Yeah, actually I never really looked at it like that. But yeah, and there are layers.
Yes.
You know, and the music definitely helped me to sort of wrangle it. Mm-hmm. As a creative, I have a lot of interests and it's a lot of things I want to do, you know, a lot of ways I want to communicate my creativity through artistry. But music was definitely my strong point, and it made more sense to kind of like lean into that. I mean, I have other, you know, things that I'm interested in, like, you know, fashion mm-hmm. and food and, you know, athletics to a degree, you know.
Right, to a degree, right?
Yeah, like.
You ain't dunking like
yeah,
you used
not
to.
So, yeah, not so much, you know, basketball, football, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's more so like, you know, MMA, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like in that boxing kind of like realm a little bit. I'm not that versed on it, but that seems to be more of an interest than not. I don't even know why I even got into it. I get a little oversharey sometimes.
No, that's too. Because yeah. I had Wiz Khalifa in here. Wiz Khalifa is heavy into the MMA.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
And training.
Yeah, he took a Muay Thai. Yeah,
yeah, man. Really, and he got the
form for it too.
Yeah,
he's lanky,
and long.
Yeah.
What's happening, hey, man? I told you this a long time ago. You know, like my roots in Philly run deep.
Yeah.
And for all the cats that are listening and watching, you know, Philly is definitely one of those rugged cities. Real cats out there always have had amazing shows in Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, coming up, you know, in the streets of North Philly, to say you into music wasn't one of the things that Philly cats would be like, yo, he on that music joint. Like, it was, what made you step out on your faith and your talent like that?
And I didn't really think about it. Like I said, I meant what I said, that he chose me. I didn't have a choice. It was just me. Like, I thought that was just life. I thought that was just my identity. You know, and furthermore, I thought that it was something everybody else did, just at different levels.
Okay.
And when I got older, I realized, oh, wow. Look,
whoa, everybody
oh,
can't everybody, sing like me.
Everybody can't. Oh.
Everybody damn, can't write a song.
You know what I'm saying? Because I would be like, hey, and you going to sing this part? And folks would be like, I'm not doing that. Like, no, you sing. Like, I don't sing. What do you mean you don't sing? You can talk, right?
Right. That means you can
so
sing.
So you can sing. And it's like, I didn't understand the concept of some people's ears just work differently.
Absolutely.
It's not better or worse, good or bad. It's just different. Everybody's ears just work. It's like, you know, some people can have the coordination for a basketball. Some people don't.
Yeah.
It don't make them bad people. It don't make them dumb or stupid. It's just no, that that's just mean, not their thing.
You just know? Can't play no goddamn ball with me, bro.
There is that. Man, you can't. God, you can't
damn,
play no
damn
ball.
Damn, you can't play no damn ball. Yeah. You know, we wasn't kind to each other when we was little.
Very aggressive.
Man,
very,
you need to stop
aggressive.
Playing. No, man, you can't play. We got
nah,
him.
Man,
nah,
nah,
we seen
bro,
you last
nah,
game.
Nah.
My man, nah, we got him, fam.
Nah.
So
yeah.
you come in this game. I think you came in at a right time because there was like this thing brewing in Philly called Neo Soul.
Yeah.
And,
so here's the thing. I never sort of directly associated with it. I was just adjacent and I knew all the folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know Jill, you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is not because people want to talk about this. People take it like I'm trying to diss it. I'm not dissing it. I'm just being honest and accurate. Like, that's right. Not something that I identify with directly.
You was just doing your music.
I was just doing my music. People just associated it with me because everybody, you know, was the homies, you know? So it was like, that's the one in there too. And it was new to everybody. You know how people get with new stuff. They don't know what it is. So they just,
They gave it a
name. And folks want to act like, you know, they experts on it. They're going to try to tell us what it is to us.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, very much R&B music. But what I liked about it giving it a label of neo-soul.
Right, it gave it its own identity and it set it apart. And I respect that, you know. Yeah. But I think it's also important for people to be able to identify with what exactly is going on. Like for me, for instance, okay. I've always identified with hip-hop soul. I've always identified with hip-hop soul, but I think it gets lost in translation when you're viewing it or consuming it from the lens of R&B or neo-soul, because now you're looking for something that was never there. So you're basing and rating my, you know, my offerings according to what you're looking for that I was never intending to give you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it kind of threw people off a lot of the times. So for instance, yes, I make R&B music. Yes, I make neo-soul music, but I don't consider myself a neo-soul artist or R&B artist. So people will hear the songs on the radio and they'll get the albums or whatever. It's cool. But then when they come to my show and I'm turning up, they're like, yo, what you on, bro? And it's like, dude, like... We gonna get to that one.
But the thing but is, I got you a lot of energy, though, bro. You exactly. Hip-hop.
So when I give them that,
that's
like,
what I said.
Is we at a root show?
No, man, you are hip hop.
Yeah, music. But people, you know, they fail to identify with that. They fail to be considerate of that, and that's why I kind of get a little, I wince a little bit when people label me neo soul or R&B. It's not that I don't accept it. It's just that I feel like by you leading with identifying me as that, you're telling me that. Maybe not intentionally, but you're telling me that you're not being considerate of the fact that I got a whole other side.
Bro, listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, the best way to describe you, because I've seen your shows, is hip-hop soul.
Yeah.
And the thing that's so cool about it, like, you could literally spit bars.
If my bars were a little tighter, I'm working on it.
No, but what
my
I'm
rap
saying,
friends like, is like, bro, come on. Like, come on. You like one step away.
You right there. Yeah. I seen it. Yeah. I seen it when we was in Punta Cana. I said, is he about to...
I just got too much respect for rap legacy.
No, but if it fit and it worked,
yeah,
it works.
But I got to honor it by like actually like pushing my pen and working on it.
There you know? Go. So when you're doing this hip-hop soul thing and you're creating these songs you write,
right.
How are you able to, because one of my favorite songs, which was actually in my wedding, and I dedicated to my wife, was Love, right?
Yeah.
And one of the, I'm going to use that as an example. That song, to me, I always wanted to give you your flowers for that song, because that song kind of perfectly relates to being afraid of love in your life, and when it comes to you, not being afraid to accept it.
Well, where the song actually came from, and I appreciate that sentiment, I'm grateful that was your takeaway, you know, because everybody is going to have a different takeaway. That's just life.
That's just music.
That's just music. And that's just life. People have their own experiences that they associate what they're consuming, you know, towards. But what originally came from was I was having a very challenging time understanding what this concept of love, you know, this thing people are calling love. Right. I had a very challenging time understanding what it really was, you know, and, you know, I had a pretty interesting, you know, and challenging upbringing, you know, and I dealt with a lot of very traumatic things, and, you know, a lot of which from people that were very close to me, you know, which is the only reason why it would have been able to affect me the way
that
it did.
Because people you love is the one that hurt you the most.
Right, you know, and I went through a lot of processes with that, you know. I went through, you know, there's a lot of, you know, what would be associated with mental health issues concerning that.
Correct.
That I didn't understand at the time, because that wasn't an accepted, you know, topic of conversation, you know, when I was coming up. So we didn't have the vernacular, we had a vocabulary, we didn't have the words to really like articulate exactly what we were feeling and the spaces that we were in and how to communicate how specifically we're having a, you know, hard time dealing with stuff and blah, blah, blah. So now that, you know, that is, you know, part of the, you know, the global conversation now.
Yeah.
A lot of it is a lot of, you know, it's a lot of finesse.
But it was
and
a tough
lot of
time.
Cap. But,
so you're saying originally it was a tough, the song that when you wrote it.
Right.
It was a tougher.
Right. That now, if I would have written, I probably would have chosen more direct language.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which is why I'm roping in the fact that it's the topic of discussion, because then I would have had the more words at my disposal to use, you know, than I did at the time. But it's a loosely based conceptual conversation with love.
So it basically would be like music, the artist talking to love and having a conversation.
Yeah, like how we're talking right now. And then the idea is like, okay, if that's going to be the conversation and that's who you're going to be talking to, like, what would you say? And that's why it starts off with love. There's so many things I got to tell you.
Right. You know, it's so fly. Yeah. I never thought of it. You know, obviously I didn't really, you know, interpret it that way.
Yeah.
I interpreted it as like, yo, love is here and I'm like ready to be
when it gets to the bridge part. I'm expressing a sense of acceptance then. You know what I'm saying? When I say now that I found love, you know what I'm saying? At first you didn't mean that much to me, but now you're all I see. I sing the song every night. Yeah. At first you didn't mean that much to me.
Now I know that's you all I need.
You're all I need, yeah. The world looks so brand new to me now that I've found love. Everything I do is for you.
I do this for you.
Yeah.
You know I know it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Now, if you put me on stage, come out. But sitting here and like, what did I say? But the point was, despite all the challenges, mm-hmm. I'm always still going to choose love.
Absolutely.
That was the whole point. I know. And there's been a lot of them. And I get why a lot of people sometimes they decide not to choose love. Some people just decide to choose violence.
Because it
gets a lot, and you get into
this. It requires a lot.
Yeah, and you get into the self-preservation mode, or at least sometimes a distorted version of it. You know what I'm saying? And you start projecting out, and you start, you know, this I'm gonna get you before you get me kind of concept. You know,
absolutely.
You start getting real petty. You know what I'm saying? You start getting real. You start to become the villain. You know, because you're tired of being the victim. So you try to catch people before they catch you. But that's not healthy.
No, it ain't.
You know. So you know, it's a lot of ways that people process it. A lot of ways that people internalize it and deal with it and navigate through that. But I always wanted throughout my music, I always want to give people, you know, potentially better options. Because I got time to sit down and think about it. Like, okay, if I reference my life, I probably didn't make the best decision under these circumstances. But if I did have the time and if I did have the game, I would have chosen to do it this way, you know, then. So maybe now by me knowing, I could like help another person be like, cool, fam, don't choose what I chose. Choose this.
Yeah,
and you know, hey, bro, shut up. Don't cuss her out. Like, sit, think, you know, say these words. You know?
This is was something that I noticed that you said on stage, and I've been waiting to ask you.
Oh, okay.
And it was very, very personal when you were on stage, and you said you went, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, you were going through a crisis. You went through a mental health crisis for a while, and people didn't really know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to chill out, mm-hmm. get it together.
I had to sit down somewhere. I go sit down somewhere
and come back. And I wanted to talk about mental health, because especially as black men, and in this time of so many things that I've been seeing from mental health issues, we don't talk enough to each other.
Nah.
We find it uncomfortable to say, I need help.
Yeah, you know, especially, so like me, I did a lot of my time in life dolo, because I didn't really have a lot of support, you know. I didn't have a lot of nurturing. I didn't have a lot of guidance, you know. Yeah, I had people in my life that was telling me stuff, but I didn't agree with it because it was dumb. I didn't get it. Like, right. And there was no breakdown process of why, you know. It was, you know, it's like, do it or else. And it's like,
it's I'm the kind of person
like, oh, word. No, that's you. I'm not doing that.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna go right, because what you talking about is left. I'm not doing that, because that makes no sense to me. You're not trying to break it down to me, help me understand why. Like, I was a very rebellious kid. You're not just gonna tell me what to do.
Right.
But tell me why. I'll go even further.
Right. I'll listen if you can tell me why. Yeah. Make sense.
I will more than likely pick up on more game than what you're even offering, because I'm a pretty observant individual, and I like to flesh out things, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like not understanding stuff. Right. So that's why I had a problem with people. People took it as, especially like, you know, all the old heads took it as I was being disrespectful. It was like, no, I'm not being disrespectful. You disrespectful for assuming that I know something that you can't guarantee whether I was ever taught that.
Correct.
But you expecting me to perform like I'm one of your peers. I know I come across that way because I'm high functioning, mm-hmm. but I'm still a child, bro.
Right.
Like, break it down to me. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not listening to you, because you don't care about me.
Exactly.
You just want me to do what you want me to do so you can feel like, ah, you know what I'm saying? I made that kid do blah, blah, blah. Man, fuck out of here.
Right.
Who you talking to? But you a kid, you can't talk like that because you look like, you know.
But that's a beautiful thing that you were able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, but you know.
But it was tough.
But yeah, because, you know, not people like to rock with you, you know what I'm saying? You
know, it's you not end the up popular being lonely. Choice. Right. It's a lot of days you know be saying? By yourself. You, when
a
you,
lot. A lot of days. And then people advocate for people not messing with you. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be like him, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a really hard time with bullies because they ain't like that. I ain't bow down. They ain't like that shit. I'm like, I'm not finna bow down to you.
Right.
You know, we either gonna box or you gonna leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Right. You might win. I might take an L. You might catch an L. Hey. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not just gonna do what you want me to do. I don't operate like that. I didn't come that way. That's not how it was made.
So when we think about you getting through your tough time and still being able to create such beautiful music, like how were you able to?
Because I needed the difference.
Okay.
It was so much darkness and pain and all that crap. Like, I needed the difference. So it was because it wasn't happening, then I was like, let me make it. Nice. You know? And it actually was ill, I learned when I got older, it actually fueled it. Because it gave it character, it gave it personality.
So it was the texture under the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wasn't just doing what everybody else. I was just doing my version of what everybody else was doing. It's like, no, I got to get this out, and this is what I was blessed with to get it out, and it's gonna come out as it does. I'm not gonna try to fit inside of what everybody else, because I don't fit.
No, man, you in your own lane, and as a music lover, and especially, I mean, I'm hip hop. I'm a fan. I've immersed in the culture, mm-hmm. you know, for 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. And I know music, bro. Yeah. Like, when I first heard you, the first thing I thought of was the coolest new Donny Hathaway.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah, yeah, like,
because Donny Hathaway to me was one of the coolest cats to sit at a piano. Mm-hmm. One of the church. He was a church cat. Mm-hmm. He was soulful as hell, yeah. And he wrote very intimate, emotional songs
because he was intentional.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's one of the things that I look like. I always cite three major personalities, artists. As my biggest influence, and that's Donny Hathaway, Marvin Gaye,
oof.
And Stevie Wonder.
Oh, you good?
And I learned so many, because I didn't go to school for music, you know. Excuse me. So I had to learn it indirectly. Thankfully, excuse me, I had an incentivized, inspired interest in it, you know. So it kind of helped facilitate my education in it. I didn't need an instructor to tell me blah blah blah. I was able to peep game, like, oh, bet, you know, and I had time to sort of like work on it and figure it out and see what works, see what doesn't work or whatever. And what I learned from Donnie was, you know, you ain't got, because I was real heavy into Stevie, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to do all the vocal acrobats, see how many notes I could fit in a bar.
Stevie,
you know
what I'm saying? Boy.
He was so, because he's so explosive and spontaneous, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, it's like, he's MJ. It's like, you don't know what he going to do.
Stevie Wonder.
You don't know what he going to do, you know what I'm saying? And everything he does was so like, wow, you know? But with Donnie, what I learned was, sometimes less is best.
Mm.
Like, he would just do one note and you will feel,
oh my God,
that whole note, bro. You know? And I was like, how did he do that?
I don't know, man. I knew exactly what you're talking about.
But that's soul music.
Yeah,
you get, you can't just sing with your voice. You got to sing with your entire being. And that's the thing that connects to people.
Absolutely.
It's not the musical arrangement. The musical arrangement is just, that's just the serving vehicle. That's just the catalyst.
Okay.
It's the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you set up notes and set up arrangement a certain way and you perform it a certain way, and what just like how you described, he was so soulful.
Man.
That's what that is. And that's that thing you can't deny, because it hits you on a cellular level. Every human being.
Every time.
And that is just an expression of that. That's why, in my opinion and observation in education, that's why I believe it's called soul music, because you are literally emoting your entire being
into that song.
Through music. Music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta
and everybody can't,
that.
You can't
That's
deny
dope.
That.
I never thought of it like
you
that.
You can't deny it.
That's why
hit
a song
you.
Is timeless.
It's going to hit you and it's going to be forever. You know? So that's what I learned from Donnie. So I just figured if I could get just a little piece of that, you know what I'm
you
saying?
Got
and,
it.
And incorporate
oh,
that
in you.
Into what I do, you know? And with man. That, and then with the Stevie, with the whole, you know, really electrifying, you know, extremely inspiring, you know, you know, it's almost like vocal athleticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have the stamina.
What about, you know? What did
with
you,
Marvin,
what you,
I learned Marvin. Finesse, God. Bro. I learned finesse. You got to have that finesse. You got to have that sophistication.
For all you youngins out there,
you got to have that
You better go check Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God.
God, legendary finesse game. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it's to the point where he wasn't even really singing.
No.
He was just having melodic conversations. Like, the dude was talking. Really. Low key, he was really talking to you. God. Bro, have you ever heard? See, people know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody put enough emphasis on what's happening.
Yeah, what's happening.
When they go, hey, baby, what you know good? I'm just getting back, but you knew I would. Boys, hell, when will it end? When will people start getting back? Like, he's really having are things getting better? Like the newspaper said. He's talking to you, bro.
Talking to you.
Oh, my God. It was so ill. I'm like, yo, is anybody catching this?
No, but you got it. See, you got the ear. You know what I'm saying? Because, Trouble Man hit me like that.
Oh,
I work hard, baby.
Oh,
the rules. Boom, boom.
Bro.
He just talking. I never thought of it as a conversation.
Yeah, he's having a melodic conversation.
He ain't pushing the voice.
Nah.
He ain't doing that. He just talking.
Dude, and he would have like so like really deep and layered subject matter, like flying high. Like, you would never know that's a song about managing addiction. You would never know.
Flying
high in a friendly sky. Yep.
Woo.
And don't get me started on Here, My Dear, bro.
Oh.
The whole album.
Man, why you over here
the
trying?
The whole album,
look, bro, you ain't here trying to educate somebody.
I'm just saying, like, this is
get
what.
Get your
this
weight
is,
up out here if y'all don't know what y'all talking about your music.
This is the references that I have.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying?
That's why you music soul child.
So, and I'm trying to honor these things, but people just want you to, like, do the same thing that you did last time. Like, bro, I did that already. Yeah. I'm off that. Let me do something else.
Just
like you like that, and you didn't know to even ask for that, the thing that you want me to do again, let me do me and give you something else that you didn't know that you might like.
But I think
you might love. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. Or maybe pun intended. You slick like that. Comedians, man. They like to bring it around.
Y'all quick.
But, you know,
yes.
I just want people to kind of like give it a chance, because you have no idea, you know, what I have to offer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to flesh out as many things as possible. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the end all be all and I'm the greatest thing ever, but I'm always looking for new stuff. I don't want to evolve. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Hey, man, and this is the beauty of you being a artist and a creative and authentic. You're not going to allow the record industry or whoever to make you boxed in.
I did.
For a minute, I did because I thought that was safe.
I thought that was the way. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to honor the blessing that because, you know, I was dolo. I was on the streets and, you know, and I was blessed with an opportunity. I'm not going to be disrespectful and be like, nah, so what we going to do is we going to do it my way. Like, bro, you just got here.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? So listen to the OGs, or at the very least, listen to the person cutting the check. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you might learn something, you know, and I love to learn, you know. So I did a whole run, did my whole timeline essentially, you know what I'm saying, at least a better part of it, which is basically my learning curve. I ain't know nothing about the industry. I ain't know nothing about really life, you know.
Young guy coming up in the game.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just came from a bad way, but that wasn't a reflection of real life. That was just my circumstances at the time. Mm-hmm. So because I had this opportunity, a lot of things were opening up to me, and I was having all these new experiences, and I didn't have a way to process it, you know what I'm saying, effectively and efficiently, I was stuck for a very long time. So I was like, okay, well, I do know how to survive. I do know how to push through. I do know how to keep it moving. I don't always need to know what to do. I have enough confidence in myself that I'm going to figure it out when I get there. It's not necessarily the most ideal way to operate, because you do want to have a plan and know how to move so that you can move with intention. But sometimes you're not going to have all the intel. Sometimes you're not going to have all the game. You're not going to know what to do. But I was really good at figuring things out. So for the time, which is what I'm referring to, I allowed it because I didn't have a better plan, and what was happening was already something that was in play, and it was tried and true because it worked for everybody else. It just wasn't something that I wanted to do. So until I had a better idea, I was like, bro, just Just ride the wave. It's working for you. People love it. You're inspiring people. You're ultimately doing what you really want to do anyway. It's just not in the way that you would prefer, but you don't really know what that is yet. So just give it a minute.
Right. And so do you think now, as we you know, we're approaching a new album, a new wave.
Here's what's dope. I ain't never tell nobody. Because like, I've been telling people, you know, I'm working on new music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really like, you know. Because I mean, for a minute, I wasn't. Because I was, you know, to the point that you brought up about mental health challenges. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was really affecting my creativity.
Okay.
I couldn't produce anything. I didn't want to produce anything. I was stuck, you know. And I really wasn't.
So proud of you, bro.
You know. And thank
give
you.
Me some. No, give me
thank
some.
You. But I can't. But up. I can't take full credit because I did have, you know, some help. You know, my guys that I'm with now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out. I got to shout out somebody specifically. My homeboy, Alex. My homeboy, Alex. He has a studio out in Atlanta called Layers. It's down in Ellenwood, and that's my writing partner. That's my guy. He is the guy, right. You know. And I leaned on him a lot because I liked a lot of his ideas, and he wasn't trying to like force a lot of stuff through me because you know I'm me and people want to you know make a name for themselves. He was extremely humble. He was extremely valuable, and he still is. And he helped me kind of crawl out of my cave and my shell because he was like, okay, bro, let's do it this way. Let's do it. I'm like, I don't really want to do nothing, but if I would do something, it would be like that. I just like need to tweak it here and there, blah, blah, blah. And I started getting my rhythm again.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So then, you know, my manager, you know what I'm saying, hooked up a situation, and I pulled bro with me. And we was knocking out some records. And again, we were just working on stuff. You know, we wasn't really working on an album. We was just working stuff.
But helping you, though. Like, I believe a lot of time God sends angels.
Exactly.
And I, based on the way you're saying, he was the angel you needed at
that
time.
But no, but I met bro, like, in 16.
But the purpose of his.
Yeah, I couldn't have known. And I tell him all the time, I was like, one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. Is because he was one of those like, hey, bro, listen to my music. And I was like, I don't usually do this because you don't know what that could be. Sometimes it's a dummy mission and people don't listen when you try to be like, okay, that's cool, but what I think you should do is like, oh, man, you just, like, okay, all right. I've only been doing this successfully at a high level for a long time. I might know something that you might want to know, but whatever. Do you, bro. You know, figure it out. God bless you.
Right.
But he was open. You know, he was teachable. He was coachable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't really the type of person that really micromanaged. I just like to offer up game that I know, mm-hmm. you know, in the hopes that it will help you too. Fact. Because I had to learn it myself. So I never would have known that we would continue to be working with each other as long as we have been. And we've been putting out a lot. Like, we've worked together on, we collaborate on a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, that actually got released. You know, a lot of features, because that's what kind of kept me, you know.
Right.
You know, I was never on the team, you know what I'm saying, but I did a lot of pickup games, you know what I'm saying, hearing this. See if I still got it.
And got buckets.
Yeah, yeah. And see, you know what I'm saying? And they were pretty cool, too. And a lot of it was rap features, too. A lot of it was rap features.
I ain't
going to
say nothing, man. That's
so,
what, because you hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Go. So a lot of the rappers were like, yo, can you know, because and a lot of it, and what helped with social media, I'm not really so into social media, but it's very useful, too, to reach out, you know, get to people. And people would, you know, hit me up on the DMs and be like, yo, can I get you on this record? And I'd be like, yeah. It's like, oh, man, I was trying to get in contact with you for years, bro. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm here.
Call
Let's
me
go.
Direct. Let's
you
know go. Let's get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, we exchange info and we get it done. But saying all of that to say, then my manager was like, yo, how you feel these records you was working on to become an album? And I was like, I mean, I wasn't like really thinking about it like that. But then it hit me. That's the same process that happened where I Just Want to Sing. I wasn't even working on an album. I was working on records. And
they made
my folks
album.
Was like, what you think about making these an album? And I was like, ah, okay. I see what's happening.
It's almost like
it had. It's like the same conditions had to be reenacted in order to get me back in the game.
Yes,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Because I wasn't feeling it for a lot of reasons, and a lot of which don't have nothing to do with music per se.
Right.
Life be life in, bro. And it took the wind out of me. It took the wind out of me. And I didn't know how to talk about it, you know, because, again, like we talked earlier, we not, you know, I come from a place, at least I come from a place, you know what I'm saying, you know, as well. You know,
it's
talk
tough,
about
yeah,
stuff
man.
Like that,
and
man.
I want to, and I'm using this, hopefully, you know, with your respect behind it, is that it can be a conversation because you don't know who you can help. Most recently, there was a guy named Twitch, DJ
yeah, I heard
for
about
Ellen,
him.
Right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Probably one of the happiest guys you would think on paper right. to you would ever meet.
Right.
Generated a lot of good energy.
Right, right.
Positive all
I
the time.
I caught him a couple of times.
Yo,
yeah.
yo, bro. Yeah, yeah. No one would see that, bro. Yeah. Like, what if it was possible that something hit him so crazy that he didn't really want to deal with anything? What if he could have had a conversation? Or
yeah, because, maybe, well, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand that when people are dealing with certain challenges, like, it's convenient to be as the person on the outside looking in to have all of these ideas.
Right.
You know, you have all of these perspectives. You got all of this advice. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, that.
But most people won't reach out. That's what I'm trying to.
Exactly.
Most people won't reach out.
And the people that are in it, sometimes it gets to the point where they can't see the exit.
Yeah.
And you would figure, like, bro, you had to have seen it. You got to have. I was just telling my bro, Jack Thriller, you know, because you know, he speaks very highly of you, by the way. Yeah, extremely highly of you. And I told him, like, literally, just we was in the battle. I was like, yo, you should tell him that. Because we don't tell each other, like, our peers.
We don't tell each other enough.
It's different to get it from the people that we're servicing, and not, I don't know how this is going to sound, but there is an element of, you know, I appreciate it, but it's kind of like that's the reason why I did it. So I appreciate that you're giving me mine because that lets me know that I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
But that's what it was intended for. It hits different when a person is like, it's like if a person is serving you food and they really good at serving food, they really good at cooking, the recipes are bomb, and they're making it and you paying for it and you're getting exactly what you want, you're going to be like, that was good. That was it. And plus the experience and honor because you don't come from that life. Absolutely. So it's a vibe to you.
It's a vibe, yeah.
It hits different when people live that life.
Wiz Khalifa was on, right? And he said something real cool. He was like, why we don't take no pride in bigging each other up?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, he said, we all kings. Why don't we take pride in like making sure we lift our circles
yeah
up.
Because again, like, it hits different when it's coming different. From us.
Yes,
because
yes,
because facts. It's not to not take anything away from it coming from essentially
your fans,
part of my way of framing it, but from the outside,
right?
But from the inside, like for me and you to talk about, because we walk this walk, so yeah. When I'm telling you, you know what I mean.
I know exactly.
And you know what I'm
what
referring
you
to. You know the late nights. You know the early mornings. You know the struggle. You know the frustration. Yeah. You know the bullshit. You know the freak out moments. You know the I don't know what's happening, but I got to figure this out. You know the tiredness.
Hell yeah. You know
the lack of accolades. You know the lack of appreciation. You know the disrespect. You know the offenses. You know the transgressions. When I'm telling you, bro, I see you.
Thank you.
It hits way different.
Yo, man, I promise you because
it hits way different.
And I think the beauty in this conversation and hope for you guys that are listening is that people assume by your facade or that your persona that everything's okay.
Because I don't want you to be exposed to my pain.
Right.
Because that's not what I want to give you. I don't want you to feel that. It's like your kids, right? You're struggling with it. They got to eat still. You don't want to be in their face like, you baby lucky I'm feeding you today, little nigga.
Right.
Like, no. You don't know what I had to do to make this money to get. What?
Yeah.
No, you're going to project the love.
Right.
Because that's what you want to put out there.
And you hope it will help, but a lot of times in certain cases, it doesn't help us. So like for instance, like
in most cases,
right? For instance, I give a perfect example from a comedic side. As being a comedian, I lost my dad, right? I lost my mom, I lost my brother.
So
it was just a crazy wipeout, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't know if I could perform again. Like, because I'm high energy, I didn't know if I could.
It's hard to connect to those vibes.
Yeah, right.
When something like that is in its own way pulling you down.
Yeah, yeah. It was a loss of, like, you know, you just don't know where the next move is, right? So
right.
I will never forget my boy Jay Reed, comedian, one of my closest friends. He said, yo, B, you know what's so wild? He said, people don't pay for your pain. They pay to be entertained.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Exactly.
And for whatever reason,
exactly,
that helped me get up.
Right. And it's not a matter. And
know.
I know. And it comes across like, you know, they don't care. It's not that they don't care. It's a number of things. One, it's not their obligation or responsibility to care.
Right.
Two, they're paying for what they're paying for. So it's not fair for you to bait and switch them like that.
Facts.
They're coming for jokes and you giving them grief.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
It's not that.
No, because they got their
own
grief.
And you put it. Exactly. And they come to you to get away. So how the hell you trying to get away from their shit and you let them pay to take on your shit? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And another thing, I think it's just a matter of it's not their place. They don't have the capacity, they don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not fair.
But here's
it's not to take anything away from the fact that you're going through what you're going through is real and it's valid and it's important.
Right.
But this ain't the place. Mm.
But not here. You know what's crazy, and you can relate to this from your standpoint, is that though in some of those darkest hours, you create the most amazing shit.
Like I said before, my pain was fueling it. You know what I'm saying? And that was my way of kind of working my way through it and not let it be so doom and gloom all the time. Like, no, I'm going to take this dirt, this manure and fertilizer, and I'm going to grow some flowers, bro.
Yo, oh, real quick, this is something else I wanted to tell you that, like, I'll never get a chance because whenever we doing shows, we be moving, it'd be too many people. I wanted to tell you this to your face.
Okay.
You write songs for real niggas. No, let me tell you why. Because you can write a song that would say I swear to God.
It's like, it sounds like, why are you surprised? It's like, you ain't know.
You ain't know that.
Because
I remember listening. It's a couple songs that you wrote that I was just like, oh my God, that's so me. And the one of my favorites is I Never Knew the Girl Next Door Would Have Been You.
Oh, yeah. That shouts out to Carvin Hagens as one of my writing partners early on. And when he actually brought to me that concept, I was like, yo, that's dope.
It's a dope concept.
Because it's facts.
I
like to write songs about stuff that people don't talk. Like, it's like, where's the song for this?
Yo, write those songs.
That's what inspires me a lot of the times to write the songs that I do.
Everybody goes through this.
Where is the song for this? Where's the song for this?
If I would have knew, girl, you looking fine to me.
Yeah, everybody can identify with that. Yeah.
Like, yo,
you didn't expect it.
You talking about Felicia?
Bro, you gave her hell. Yeah, bye, Felicia. And Felicia is like, hey.
You done that.
Felicia, right?
Bro. And she grew up to be a stunner.
Yeah, man.
Right? And then, like, the other one, You and Me Against the World.
Because everybody got a pass, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody got a pass.
You and Me Against the World.
So
is
you
hard.
Shouldn't, you know, the concept, don't judge a book by a cover. Yeah. Now, some people are for the streets and they trash. You know what I'm saying? That's both sides, male or female. So I don't want, like, you know. Right. You know,
it is for the streets.
Yeah, it's just for the streets. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And proud of it.
Right.
And proud of it, yes.
I ain't shit and I'm cool.
I'm trash for real. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But you got some people that's like, it's a series of unfortunate events and circumstances. I had to do what I had to do at the time. I ain't know no better. You know what I'm saying? But I do now. Please don't hold that against me. And really be trying to redeem themselves. But the last thing that they need is a person like, but I knew you from way back and blah, blah. Like, that's the old me.
I saw
something, you know, Instagram got mad game in bars these days.
Oh, yes, it
is. And some
does.
Of it be
undefeated.
Some of it be, you know, shut up. But a lot of it be ill. It'd be like, and somebody said something, I don't know where it came from. It's probably recycled so many times, but it's like, it's crazy how people try to hold your past against you when you could just tell them, like, bro, I don't live there no more.
Yeah. I got a new address, homie.
I'm at a new address. And the reason why, and you just told on yourself, you don't know where I'm at now. So you not authorized to have an opinion on me, bro.
Yo, that's hot. You know I fuck with it,
So I heard that, was like, oh, that's good.
Remember that one. You like that one. You like that.
Because I like, people got game. And so a lot of it be like, you know, it'd be super woke. And I'd be like, okay, but sometimes it's like it be that nugget, it be that gem in there, and I'd be
that
like,
lock in.
Ooh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of the things, because I had a really hard time, like, and it's more so self inflicted because I'm super self conscious. You know, I get insecure about a lot of things because I'm an overachiever and I like to be better, but that's a byproduct of, you know, childhood trauma. You know, and you never feel like you're good enough.
Right.
You know, so before a person would, you know, come at me crazy, I would come at myself like, bro, you tripping. Why you do that? Why you say that? Why you move like that? Why ain't you blah, 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 you know? And it'd be really just be me. Now, professionally, you know, I kind of take L's when it comes to people having comments about me because I'm doing it for people. So what you say is important to me. Your opinion matters.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, like, it doesn't have to fully matter. You know what I'm saying? It's another thing that people say, like, why would you take advice from, why would you take an opinion from somebody that you wouldn't even take advice from? You know what I'm saying? It goes back to that authorization. You're not authorized to tell me, and why me? Why are you giving what this person's saying who don't know you?
Right. All that power over you.
Who are they?
Ah, yeah.
Because you care so much about them.
Mm.
They don't care about you like
that. Yeah, man. That's
Somebody just woke up and just wanted to mess up your day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, ah, you ain't tagging me, man. For nothing.
All I do, like, it's so funny, like, with my platforms, I always want to educate, like, obviously, top billing and you know, inform mm-hmm. different situations in the culture. But, like, I try to make people laugh on my Instagram, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And don't you know there's always one dude.
Right. And it affects. And you could let it affect you.
You whack.
Yeah, but it hits you because you're open. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to you're operating out of love.
How you feel like that, bro?
You know what I'm saying? But what I had to learn was just like how you got to deal with hecklers. You know what I'm saying? You know,
same thing.
You just got to give it no power. You just got to remind yourself that it don't matter. If you care too much, and I say don't care at all, because that's dangerous too. Don't care too much.
Correct. Do it from the heart.
Yeah, I had a problem with that because I care too much, but I had to realize that my caring too much was an extension of some traumatic crap that I had to process because I was looking to be accepted because I had a void that I was trying to fill for something that I never got growing up. I didn't know that, but I had to sit with that and process that. That's hard, you know what I'm saying? Because I was already good personally. It was professionally because I knew that what I was doing was for people. They're paying me, they're giving me attention, they're giving me energy and love. So I should care about their opinion. It matters.
Yeah.
And then I realized how ill-informed it was. How this person that's hating don't know what they're talking about, because if they did, they wouldn't be hating so much. They would actually appreciate the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing, which you're not going to just find anywhere.
Yeah, and it's a gift
that you
give it to the people.
And it's a loud minority. They just sound like it's bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you watch anime. It's like Naruto. They do all the shadow clones.
Yeah.
It's just carbon copies of some bullshit. Like, it's not really. Sorry. I just got nerdy for a second.
No.
But.
I let my nerd out.
You know. So, yeah, it's a loud minority. But there was a, not even a quiet majority. There's a consistent majority. Focus on them, because them the ones that are going to keep showing up. That person that just came out of the woodwork that was just hating, they're going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Don't focus on that.
Yeah.
And the reason why it bothered me so much, because I was already doing it to myself. But that's that bullying your brain. You know what I'm saying?
That's self-talk.
You could do better. Yeah. That was trash. You think you somebody, huh? No, that was, and it's like, dude, like, what are you doing? Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my guys had to help me. They pulled, dude, when I tell you they came and got me, bro. It was like, let me ask you something, bro. Do you know who you are? I'm like, yeah, man. But nah. You know who you are, bro. Look at your timeline. You know how long you've been doing this?
Yes, sir.
You know how much you've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it ain't. Dude, I don't give a fuck about that. That's you. That's you rating and grading yourself. And then I realized, like, oh, I'm in the way. I can't see myself.
Dog.
They can see me better than I ever could.
Can we give a round of applause right there?
Yeah.
Sometime we want to acknowledge that.
But it got to come from you people that yourself. You know.
Take
loves
the
you.
Time to see yourself and pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Sometime acknowledge yourself. Just take a beat. We forget to do that.
Because we always on the go, trying to get to the next, trying to be better, trying to reach that next height, trying to da 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 da.
Facts.
That we forget. Don't forget to be grateful, man.
Ah! Boy, you dropping stuff. Your passion for music obviously is absolutely on a billion. You believe music should be back in the schools. Tell us about your initiative.
So I'm working on this initiative to try to help, you know, get school music back in schools, because I realized that, you know, there's a lot of people that weren't really exposed to any sense of musical education, you know, because you could tell by the way that they consume content now by what's acceptable these days and what's passing for dope. And now, don't get me wrong, everybody have a right to express themselves however they want and everything that you do, because music and creativity is subjective. And everybody has, you know, their own form of expression. They have their own preferences. My thing, though, because of how I came on, and, you know, I talked a little bit about my personal references and my musical education, if you will. There's levels to this, though.
Hell yeah.
There's levels to this. Nobody's saying that what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, is necessarily, you know, complete trash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just that you're at a certain level. Don't get it. Don't conflate it as you doing operating on the level that you're on is the same thing as this person operating on this level.
No.
It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
There's intricacies and there's, you know, attention to detail. There's a sense of awareness, a sense of education and proficiency that you got to respect, because time and effort and energy, blood, sweat, and tears went into it. I don't think that you can put that in the same category. And I think that a lot of these, you know, institutions, they just be giving participation awards. And that's cute. That's cool. Because
it's not the same thing
and it's not fair.
And it's not going to have the same stamp.
So, right. So instead of, you know, keep, you know, taking shots at that and complaining and talking about that, I figure, well, what is another way? What's an alternative way where you can sort of get ahead of that and get in there and try to help facilitate people's ability, you know what I'm saying, to be more aware of, you know, the said levels.
So what would you do?
I would start with the youth.
Yes.
Because this generation is a good luck mission. It is what it is. They can change their mind or they won't change their mind.
Right. Let's go younger.
So hopefully you can plant seeds for it to kind of help further, you know what I'm saying, the musical intelligence, so that they'll have a much broader brand bandwidth.
And keep it alive.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's too many people that did too much work that for it not to be honored, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's too many people laid bricks on the house that we all get to pay rent on. And like, we got to honor this, bro, before it becomes a dying, lost art.
Yeah.
And now we got nothing to claim as our own. And this is, and I'm not just talking about black culture and, you know, black music. I'm talking about global human culture. This is all a part of the human culture, the human
expression, language,
the human family, you know, the human race. It's eluding me what I'm trying to say right now, but I think people understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm trying to say.
We know what the hell you're trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's the community.
The community.
It's the global community, man. It's for the entire culture, you know? So all of us benefited from it. That's where all of these, you know, different genres, that it all come from somewhere. Somebody got hip, you know what I'm saying? Got an idea and one thing's like, no, I'm going to go this way. And then now you got jazz. I'm gonna go this way. Now you got rock and roll. Oh, now you got R&B. Oh, now you got hip hop. Oh, now you got all of these different things and people expressing themselves, and it breathes all of this new stuff. But I feel like it's getting lost and no one putting no effort no more, because they just want, you know, they just want, not, I know this, so keep it like this. Like, no, it gets better.
Yeah, you could keep adding.
It just gets better, yeah, because didn't, we wouldn't even have what we have already. We hustling backwards, dude. I figure, you know, instead of talking about it, be about it. An opportunity presented itself and I was like, yes, run it. Let's go. And, you know, it's slow coming, because you got to be patient with stuff like this. Right. It's not going to happen overnight.
So are you teaming up with inner city schools or?
So there's a school in Atlanta called Utopian Academy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a creative and performing arts institution. It's really, really, really cool and bright. These students are bright, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was tasked with the responsibility of, you know, coming up with the school song, because they're going to have a graduation ceremony soon. And they wanted me to, you know, take a shot at, you know, coming up with the school song. And me and my guy, Alex, you know, and my musical director, Black Smurf, we all came up with this really, really cool arrangement. And it was like, okay, cool. But let's get the kids to sing it. So I think this was their first time in the studio recording or whatever, and they took to it like fish to water, man. And it was really cool. So I'm really excited about it. You know, they blessed me by honoring me as the, you know, the ambassador of music over there. Yeah. It's cool. I got a jacket and everything.
You the ambassador and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. I like it. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
I was supposed to hook up with you one time in Atlanta. I don't know what happened, man. We were supposed to, something happened and you, I forgot when. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
Because I was there, I don't know, it was Tigger and we were supposed to be somewhere at the same time.
Okay.
But I'm glad you're doing it in Atlanta, though. I kind of, Atlanta is one of my favorite cities, and there's such a culture of its own in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's getting a little interesting now, you know what I'm saying? Because it's starting to get a little crowded. You know,
it's a lot of people in a little bit of space.
It's going to be a lot like out here now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That can go either way. So hopefully, you know, we can kind of like stay in the good lane. You know.
So now that we can leak this just a little bit. We ain't gonna give away everything. But music, you came in today. Not only did you let us get to know you better, man, you in a better place.
Yeah, thankfully, it's a working process. Yeah.
Like you. I call it, you radiating on a high level.
Oh, okay,
right now.
Cool. I appreciate
you radiating
it.
On a high level. I'm on energy.
Cool. Yeah, I can't see myself. So thank
right.
you.
You radiating.
Thank
bro.
You.
You good. You turned up. Thank so, just in case you ain't know, giving you your flowers. You turned up.
Thank you, man. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This new album is going to be probably, let's call it masterpiece, because we don't want to call it album. Because you get nervous when I say albums. I mean, like, you did something.
Yeah, no, I get a little performance anxiety.
What about art? Let's say you created new art.
I'm creating some art.
Created some art.
I got some new art. I like that. New art.
It's just new art.
Yeah, yeah.
So your new art is going to be, I'm speaking it into fruition, that your new art is going to be your best work.
Cool. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Well, I kind of got, you know, an incentive, you know what I'm saying, that's ensuring that, you know, mostly for people, you know, that's interested, because this new art that I like that. I really
it makes
like
you
that.
See, it's
it
easier.
It gives it a different thing. Yeah, I like that. Like
you
that.
Better shout me out when you start saying, yo, I got new artwork for you.
Of course, I got new art. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's like really hitting me. I like it.
Okay.
It's a collab project with the great, you know what I'm saying, with the great GOAT of our time, and he's just getting started. I mean, he's been around for a minute.
Yes.
But, you know what I'm saying, he's starting to get that momentum. He's starting to get that traction, you know what I'm saying, at least, you know, more so outside of, you know, people who knew about him, you know, for what he does. You know, he's starting to become more of a known name, you know, and I love that for him, and you know, and of course I pray that my contribution is only going to further that, you know, and for me as well. But it's a collab project with Hit-Boy. Ugh. Yeah, he's doing all
stop
the music.
Playing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You in good hands.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's gonna be great art.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be a great collaborative artwork.
Yeah, exactly. And shouts out to King's Disease. You know what I'm saying? Because he did all of those for Nas. So you know, King's Disease 3 is out.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying? Don't forget the magic too.
Okay. So now that we're discussing this art, we have an interesting title.
Right. Whoa. So this is an exclusive because again, like this, it being first
only
of all,
on top billing.
This it being an album, you do your own horn.
That's funny. I don't have a horn.
You should get yourself a button.
Like flex.
So yeah, it even being an album is a new thing, relatively new thing. It's like this is just months into working. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of it is like moving fast.
Okay.
I'm literally at the beginning stages of mixing, you know, so hopefully we can have it out by top of next year.
Okay.
I want to try to have it out by like February. I want to have it out by, you know, February, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm looking forward to,
you know, I'm looking forward to that as well. But, the title is designed to address the topic of the challenges we all deal with in relationships.
Correct.
But I'm approaching it from a slightly different angle than I used to. You know, it's more, you know, abstract, at the same time direct. So the name of the album is going to be called Victims and Villains.
Who are you?
Exactly.
See, this is hip hop.
And a lot of people don't realize which one they are. They thinking they one when they're the other.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it takes, you know, and I know you had Amanda on here, and she actually alluded to that, you know, in a post that she was a part of not too long ago, where she made the point, you know, because she was asked something to the effect of, you know, how to find true love or something like that. I can't really remember, you know, I'm just paraphrasing. And her response, paraphrasing again, was, you know, are you willing or ready to be honest with yourself
first?
You know what I'm saying? About what you want, you know, or something to that effect. You know, and she went as far as to say, like, you know, you like sometimes you gotta realize your own stuff. Like, you gotta realize that maybe you was the toxic one. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't like that myth. So now we're talking about accountability.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people are allergic to that.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And make no mistake about it. Like, I'm including myself within it because I had to work through my own stuff as well.
We all do.
You know, everybody does. Like, nobody's perfect. So sometimes you're not always the victim. Sometimes you're the villain. It may not be your intent. Now, some people, they do intend. They wake up and choose violence.
They wake up being
for breakfast.
The villain.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you may not realize that you may be the villain in someone else's story. You know, and they're the victim, but you thinking you the victim because you are the way that you are because of how you've been victimized and how people have been the villains to you. And you are the byproduct, you know, of being on the receiving end of that. And that's all valid, you know, and I respect that, but it doesn't give you the right, and it's not fair for you to, you know, project that out onto people without going, you know, processing your stuff, you know. So I've been, you know, really on a journey of, working through my stuff, because I didn't always realize that in the pursuit of helping people that you could become, you know, overwhelming, because maybe everybody's not ready to move in the way that you're ready to move. Yeah. Maybe everybody's not ready to move in the way that you're ready to move. They have their own timeline. They have their own journey. They have their own stuff. And who are you to pull them out of their reality because you want better for them? You want them to do what you want them to do because you don't want to feel like you're with a person that could potentially cause drama and pain for you because they're not paying attention. So you just want to make them be the perfect person. Like, that's not your responsibility. That's not your job. It's your place.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't control everything. That's, you want control? Hey, you want control so much? Why don't you go look in the mirror? Go control that.
Oh, don't nobody.
You want to help so much?
Or you gonna walk by that mirror?
Yeah. You gonna walk by that? But you want to talk to them? Yeah. You want to help so much? Go help that. Go help yourself.
Go look in the mirror.
You
man.
Know what I'm saying? That's so, gangsta. but when you don't know that, you know what I'm saying? It's not an excuse. I'm not excusing it, but these are facts. Some people just are not aware. You know what I'm saying? Which goes back to when you brought up the you and me. Everybody got a past. Everybody got a timeline. But you shouldn't hold people against, especially if they're showing effort. Now, if a person is just keep doing the same thing, then you kind of the dummy for sticking around, because they ain't showed you and told you in so many ways. They're not finna change.
Right.
They're comfortable here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're locked in. They're not moving. You know what I'm saying? So you should take your exit for you and then somewhere you don't want to be. Yeah.
I like that. Hey, man. Hey, it's we're going to have a little fun in here. And Before we get out of here, man, this is, I'm so happy you were able to make it. I finally was able to get you on the top billing, and we always have fun a little bit.
Okay.
We have a little fun too.
Okay.
Because you know you like to laugh and crack jokes too. But this part, they just think because you write amazing art that you know you don't like.
Anybody tell me, you're funny.
You are. You crazy. How am I? You're crazy just like me. So real quick, this is a portion of the show we call All Facts. All Facts.
Okay.
I ask you a question, you just gotta tell the truth.
Okay.
All right, cool. Boom, 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 boom. All right, Music Soul Child, you get to create the ultimate new tour for 2023. Who's on road with you? And please tell us the name of the artist. It's coming up.
Kim, Lettucey, and Me.
That is called art.
As a matter of fact, it's starting in February. So yeah, please get your tickets now.
Was easy. all facts, right? Okay, I'm gonna give you three because I know I seen your background singles.
Okay,
so I'm gonna give you three women who are stars, but they're gonna sing background for you for one show.
Whoa!
And you get to pick three of your killers.
You're crazy, bro.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're crazy.
You get to pick three. And I mean, they can go.
It's too many.
Three, B.
It's too many.
Come on.
Well, let me just shout out my background singers.
Shout them out first.
Shout out my background singers.
Because they dope. I see.
We got Jasmine and Jasmine. Yes, both of their names are Jasmine.
Okay.
We got Jasmine.
Jazz 1 and Jazz 2.
Well, we'll call Jazz 1, Jazz 2. you can find them on Instagram. One is Jasmine Henson, J-A-S-M, she got on me last time. No, the Y is okay. J-S-M-Y-N-E. She actually just put out a song called, because I really want to be accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be real ghetto
now. You got some dope background singers though, right?
So we got J-S-M-Y. Yep, Jasmine Henson. Well, I knew her name, but I'm trying to figure out the name of the song. Oh, WTF. I knew that. So the name of the song is WTF. So go check it out. Jasmine Henson. J-S-M-Y-N-E-H-I-N-S-O-N.
Boom.
And then you also have Jasmine Cromley. No, what is that? J-S-Z. Oh, J-A-Z. J-A-S-Z. That don't even make any sense. Her Insta is Sang Jazzy. S-A-N-G. J-A-Z-Z-Y. So yeah, those are my background singers. So I'm legit already set. Yeah. I got you.
Fantasy team.
I got you. I just love my folks.
Sports,
yeah. I don't. Okay. But I get it. I just love my folks. I want to shout them out.
Okay, go.
Three.
Whew. Let's go.
Well, funny enough, another Jasmine Sullivan.
Ah!
Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, Jasmine Sullivan. On background.
Yeah, she's always my first pick.
Oh, Jasmine.
She's always my first pick.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Jasmine Sullivan is so freaking bonkers, right?
Yeah.
And you would be looking forward to her. When you know how when y'all do the breakdown and,
yeah,
and the background singer get to sing?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm talking about, man?
Jasmine Sullivan
would be one of the moments where people start pulling their phones out.
Yeah, Jasmine Sullivan, bro.
So Jasmine Sullivan is a
background. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Come on, we need two more. Let's Sheesh. Go. Come on.
Don't
you get too perfect.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Don't need no.
Oh, man. Come, bro. Well, I mean, I'm on tour with Letticy, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Letticy.
I got one for you. I ain't going to help you. You got to help yourself. Sometimes you got to help yourself, music. I'm not here to help you. No,
tell me what yours is, and I'll say that's an honorary mention. So what was it?
One more?
No, I got one more, but what's your one more?
Oh, for Bill Bellamy? Three?
No. You said you got one for me, but you're going to help me out.
Bruh, Jill Scott.
Yeah, of course.
Jill Scott.
Of course.
But like, I thought you was going to go a different, but I like it.
No. Dope. But I was thinking her. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah,
bro.
That's kind of lit,
bro. That's kind of lit right there. Okay, so on background, so we got Music Soul Child, but he got an all-star background. Let me tell you how crazy everybody be at your show. You do this. It'll never happen. But we do it for one show. We got her on background. Oof. We got Jasmine Sullivan.
And we got Letticy. Crazy.
I mean, if you want to act stupid and throw somebody like Patti LaBelle or somebody.
Okay, now you're being fully ridiculous. You're going to have a whole goat up in there.
A goat! The goat!
Sheesh!
Hey, man.
Let's throw Chaka Khan up in there. Might as well, bro.
Bro, it's imaginary.
Might as well.
Chaka Khan. See,
mine as well.
See what I'm saying? Everybody, I would love to wish everyone a happy holiday. It has been a pleasure to sit down and talk with this gifted artist, man.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure you support his new album and new tour. He's going out with Victims and Villains. It's dropping very, very shortly. Also, he's going out on tour. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster with Letticy and Kim. Mm-hmm. How do you find your way? That's my guy. It's Top Villain, baby. We'll holler at the next one. Peace.